You know, authenticity is something that we need now more than ever. If there was a superpower that I wish we could all have more of, it would definitely be to be more authentic. From the halls in politics, all the way through all the business boardrooms, into our homes, into our relationships, authenticity is needed more now than ever before. But don't worry, my friends, it's something that we can learn. It's a muscle that we can train. It's a gift that we can all work on and hone and become better at. And today, we're going to focus on being much more authentic. Don't go anywhere. We're getting started right now. Are you looking to build your own company? Are you looking for the easiest way to turn your passion into an income? Why don't you look at Podia.com? Sell your online courses, memberships, and digital downloads all with Podia, with no technical headaches, zero transaction fees, and unlimited everything. The easy way is you create your product, add it to Podia, start selling. The hard way, you've got to go out, create your product, buy a domain, set up a website, find some video or hosting platform. Everything you have to do to get it off the ground. Not with Podia. Podia makes it easy. With unparalleled customer support, it's what I use. I encourage you to visit Podia. And if you follow my link at johncdonahue.com/podia, you can get a free 14-day trial. johncdonahue.com/podia. That's Podia, P-O-D-I-A. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is John, and I come to you from mindsetofawesome.com. I'm so excited that you're here. We're going to be talking about authenticity. And when we talk about being authentic, it's something that innately resonates with people. It's magnetic. It draws people to you. Being authentic, being comfortable with who you are, being honest about your flaws, being honest about your abilities, and being able to communicate openly, honestly, just being vulnerable with people and not trying to put on an air and trying to be something that you're not. That's authenticity. It's letting your yes be yes and meaning what you say and saying what you mean. And there's so many people that try to fake it that we're overwhelmed with people who are just inauthentic, and they really turn a lot of people off. I mean, I believe that if more authentic people would go into politics, our government would be run better. I think that if more authentic people went into business, our businesses would be better, and we wouldn't need all these crazy laws telling people not to do stupid things like, I don't know, dump sewage into rivers and streams. Authenticity in our relationships would make for better relationships, better families, better home lives, just better all-around people. I think part of the reason that a lot of people are trying to fake authenticity is because that they don't understand their own value. They don't understand how incredibly special and unique they are. They don't understand that no matter how they feel like they look, how they feel, how they might have an education or not have an education, they're special and they have so much value to bring into this world. Let me tell you a story. There was a speaker who was going to start speaking to a group of about 200 people. And before he started, he held up a $20 bill. And he said, I'm going to give this $20 to somebody here today. Who wants it? And of course, everybody raised their hand. He said, okay, before I give you the $20 bill, I'm going to do this. And he crumples up that $20 bill in his hand. And then when he unfolds it, it's wrinkled. It was a crisp, clean $20 bill. Now it's frayed a little bit. It's got a lot of creases. It's no longer the crisp, beautiful dollar bill or $20 bill that it was. He says, now, who wants it? And of course, everybody kept their hands up. He says, okay, but before I do that, I want to do one more thing. And he puts it on the ground and he stomps on it with his shoe, grinding it into the carpet. And then when he picks it back up, it's dirty. Maybe a couple little micro tears. It's all creased up. It's no longer the beautiful, pristine $20 bill that it once was. And then he says, who wants this $20 bill? And everybody still kept their hands up. Now, the reason for this is because everybody understands that that $20 bill still retains its value independent of how messed up it looked. and we are the exact same way. No matter how beat up we are, no matter how crumpled, no matter how wrinkled, no matter how many times we've been dropped and picked back up again, we have value. And if you come to understand that no matter where you are in your life, you can still stand up, put your shoulders back, put your head up, and be confident that you have gifts, you have abilities, and you have the opportunity to make a real difference in this world, that's authenticity. Be authentic. Don't try to be something that you're not. Just be the best you that you can be. And that will absolutely change the world. Make sure that no matter what else you do today, my friends, that you choose to be authentic, you choose to be awesome, because when you choose to be awesome, you truly will be.